My Life Today, July 4. Be sympathetic to all men, social to save. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. All should study carefully how they can themselves become most useful, and how they can themselves be a blessing to those with whom they associate. All who profess to be children of God should unceasingly bear in mind that they are missionaries, in their labors brought in connection with all classes of minds. There will be men who are untrue in their dealing with their fellow men. There will be the aristocrat, the vain, the proud, the frivolous, the independent, the complaining, the desponding, the discouraged, the fanatical, the egotistical, the timid, and the sensitive ones, the elevated in mind and the courteous in manner, the dissipated, the uncourteous, and the superficial. These varied minds cannot be treated alike. Yet all, whether they be rich or poor, high or low, dependent or independent, need kindness, sympathy, truth, and love. By mutual contact, our minds should receive polish and refinement. We are dependent upon one another, closely bound together by the ties of human brotherhood. It is through the social relations that Christianity comes in contact with the world. Every man and woman who has tasted of the love of Christ and has received into the heart the divine illumination is required of God to shed light on the pathway of those who are unacquainted with the better way. We must confess Christ openly and bravely, exhibiting in our characters his meekness, humility, and love, till men shall be charmed with the beauty of holiness. Social power, sanctified by the Spirit of Christ, must be improved in bringing souls to the Savior. We are to have Christ in us as a wellspring of water, springing up into everlasting life, refreshing all who come in contact with us.